see that Brian from Bees on the River stuck around just for the almanac.
Yeah, he wouldn't miss it. Right,
we have
Brian?
Live.
My favorite part of the morning.
We have a live studio audience. Do you have your phone there just in case you need to do some fact-checking for us? Can you
I'm
Google?
I'm here for you guys.
Yeah, okay, right. That's very good.
Very nice.
He might need you to Google. So today, Monday, March 9th, 69th day of the year, 298. We're under 300 now remaining for 2020. It's already slipping through our fingertips, Neil.
It is.
The year 2020.
They finally fixed. Well, see, even that doesn't look right to me. Because you add the 69 to the 298, how many is that? Isn't that like 367?
Yeah, it showed me 366. Yeah, I don't know. So it's somebody.
Like a leap year.
Yeah,
we got two this year.
We outsource that, so they're way off. Yeah, their math has not been good. There have been more than a couple of times.
Yeah, that bothered me all last week.
We've had listeners point that out, and I don't really pay any attention. I just read it.
Right.
Because that doesn't, we got a lot more important stuff to do than the countdown.
I guess.
For the number of days, because this date, 1793, Jean-Pierre Blanchard, he was Mr. Balloon. You know, he did it in France, and then he came over here, and it was the first ever balloon flight in North America, and the event was witnessed by President George Washington.
Wow.
Who said, "I cannot tell a lie, I did shoot down that balloon." 1793, he was scared, he was afraid, it was something they'd never seen before. 1820, U.S. Congress passed the Land Act, and that paved the way for westward expansion of North America. You know what they said? They said, go west, young man. Yeah. Haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women, gold, and the coronavirus. 1832, Abe Lincoln announced that he would run for political office. First time ever, 1832. You know, he was still about 30 years away from running for president. He was very unsuccessful in his run for the seat in the Illinois state legislature. He didn't. So just think if he would have given up at that point in time. He didn't, though. They told him, don't give up. Here, wear this hat. That might actually get you elected. And that's what it was. He said, they told him, don't shave, grow a beard, and wear a tall, what do they call that? Smokestack hat.
Stovetop
hat. Yeah. Looks like a stove chimney.
Right.
And that thing is tall, makes you look 7'6". And he went on to win the election. 1862, during the Civil War, this is when the Ironclads battled. Mm. You had the Monitor versus the Merrimack, which the Confederates renamed the Merrimack and called it Virginia because they had stolen the Merrimack from the Union, and they renamed it. They put some iron on there. You know, they ironcladded those things up. Sure. It was a five-hour battle, and they fought to a draw. They went to a shootout. They went to a shootout after overtime. They did a three-on-three overtime, and then they went to a shootout.
And they, so and they still
didn't decide. They each got a point in the standings, the Monitor and the Merrimack, the state in 1862. 1959 on this date.
Barbie dress for swim and fun is only $3. Her lovely fashions range from $1 to $5. Look for Barbie wherever dolls are sold.
Someday I'm going to be exactly like you.
Too bad Bee on the River doesn't have headphones so you can hear the fine audio that we
well,
have here, Neil.
I know just
you need to be a better host on that side of the studio.
Barbie, beautiful Barbie.
I think we had a garage sale here. We sold a lot of our headphones and various other things that we don't need anymore. But Barbie, the first Barbie doll introduced and launched on this date. According to Mattel, the full name of the Barbie is Barbie Millicent Roberts. From Willows, Wisconsin. You know Barbie originated in Wisconsin? Barbie's a Packers fan.
Well, that's
that changes my opinion on Barbie.
Right.
I'm going Cupid doll all the way now. And again, that first Barbie cost $3, as you heard right there. Real audio, a real 1959 television commercial for Barbie. Same day, 1959.
V-V-5-5-4-4-4. I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Everybody always picking on me.
The Coasters, this was your number two song. It topped out at number two. Should have gone number one, but I'm sure something from Sam Cooke kept it out of the top spot, Billboard 100.
They didn't have you playing the bell.
This state, 1959. That would have taken all the way to the top. Right. 1964.
A beautiful day. A Mustang day.
Ford Mustang. Practical enough for this family of five, yet beautiful enough to be honored with the Tiffany Gold Medal for Excellence in American Design.
Oh. Have you Mustang received the Tiffany been? Gold Medal for Excellence, Neil?
You are excellent. I'm sure B probably had a Mustang somewhere in your career. No?
The first Ford Mustang produced. That's one car that I'd like to own at some point in time. But, you know, they're rear-wheel drive, so they're not practical or as practical during winter.
No.
But if I ever were to buy and purchase a summer-only vehicle, it would be a Mustang. And I would get the mag wheels. It'd be jacked up in the back. You know, I'd have the louvers or whatever you call them in the back. You know, the shades on the back window. I think it'd be a beautiful thing. Yeah. But the Ford Mustang produced, still producing them to this day, 1964. There was a stretch there in the 80s where
they stopped.
Where they were, well, I think they continued to make them, but they were more like an escort. They were like a hopped-up escort.
Yeah.
They didn't. They kind of went away from their traditional styling. There was a while there that they looked like a Pinto, and then they looked like an escort.
They lost their mojo.
They kind of lost their way a little bit, and then they found it again. Late 80s, early 90s. 1974 in the news.
For nearly three decades, he had resisted all attempts to persuade him the war was over. Leaflets were dropped from the air, messages broadcast over huge megaphones, all to no avail. Finally, his wartime commander flew to the Philippines, walked into the jungle, and ordered Lieutenant Onoda to surrender.
This was the day 1974, the last Japanese soldier, a guerrilla operating in the Philippines, surrendered 29 years after World War II officially ended. Was he the same guy in that episode of Gilligan's Island who was also still fighting the war? I think possibly.
He was in Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, he was. He was there.
There was that guy.
That was 74. In 75, work began on the Alaskan oil pipeline. We had found oil in Alaska. Right. I believe James Evans was almost went up there to work on the Alaskan oil pipeline, but JJ and Thelma able to persuade him not to. Because he wanted to get rid of wanted to get away from Wilona.
Right.
So that was in 75. And 81 in the news, actually the news.
This is the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather.
Good evening. President Reagan, still training his spotlight on the economy, today signed a package of budget cuts that he will send to Congress tomorrow. Leslie Stahl has the story.
Don't have time to hear as good of a reporter as Leslie Stahl is. We just don't have time to hear from her. That's real audio of Dan Rather's first ever CBS Evening News as he took over as the principal anchorman. I think he had filled in for Walter Cronkite here or there, but he became the official principal main guy. Kind of a different delivery. He became much more relaxed later on in his career. He was very staccato there. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, I would agree. And on Friday, I did play Walter Cronkite's last broadcast. So, yeah, that's how it went.
History on the Almanac.
You got to love it.
96.
Tonight, Burns' many fans laid flowers around his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Burns died this morning in Beverly Hills. He was 100 years old.
George Burns made it to 100, and he said, well, that was my goal. We'll see you later.
He was a treasure.
He rode off in the sunset. This was the day he passed away, the great George Burns, 1996. Really the only guy that could play God.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman's tried it, and he's done okay.
Yeah.
But George Burns, maybe he really was God on Earth. And then 1997, a year after that.
24-year-old notorious B.I.G., also known as Biggie Smalls, gunned down in a drive-by shooting outside a music industry party in L.A. early Sunday. In this interview last week at a San Francisco...
You had the East Coast, West Coast. There was a war going on. Tupac was gunned down in Vegas, and then as retaliatory, it was the notorious B.I.G., he was just 24 years old on this day. What's your favorite Notorious B.I.G. Song?
Can you help me out? I don't know any of them.
Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Well, I'm sure that's top three for me.
So 1997, he was just 24 years of age. Birthdays. Some good 50s tunes here today on the Bob Almanac, and there is nothing wrong with that. Lloyd Price. He had a big hit with Stagger Lee. You remember that one, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
I think they played that at your prom. This is Lloyd Price in personality, 1933. He was born on this date, so that makes him, what, 87? Happy birthday today. Mickey Gilly.
She's pulling me back again.
Jerry Lee Lewis's cousin, the cousin that Jerry Lee Lewis didn't marry, is Mickey Gilly. So, Mickey Baby Gilly, happy birthday, 84.
Arizona.
Oh, I love this.
The solo hit for Mark Lindsay.
Yep. He took some time off from Paul Revere.
Yeah, he spent some time on the old Indian reservation, Cherokee people. And then he did this song. Are you learning anything, Brian, from Bees on the River?
Yeah, I'm thinking we might have to bring Mickey Gilly to Rib Fest.
Bring
maybe
Mickey
next
Gilly,
year.
Bring Mark Lindsay, bring Lloyd Price, bring them all, bring the Coasters. Boy, that would be a lineup, wouldn't it be? Mark Lindsay is 78 today. Another newscaster we're going to mention here, Charles Gibson, is 77. Good Morning America and elsewhere.
On the wings of love, up and above the clouds, the only way to fly is on the wings of love.
Way to fly. I thought it was, Northwest Orient Airlines, but apparently it's not.
On the wing.
It's Jeffrey Osborne on the Wings of Love. He's 72 today. We got somebody from the Dirt Band. Jimmy Fadden is 72 today. Harmonica and drums.
Yeah. We've had him on here a couple times.
Happy birthday to him. Cato Kaelin, really only famous because he stayed at OJ's guest house and he heard a thump on the side.
Right.
And they found a glove there. It was a bloody glove. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Cato's. But he's turned that into quite a, pseudo celebrity lifestyle for Cato Kaelin. 61. Phil Housley. Happy birthday. He was a color commentator partner of mine on the state hockey tournament there, Class A there for a while. And then he went on and coached in the NHL. He was a head coach with the Buffalo Sabres, and I believe he's now an assistant with the Coyotes. And you remember, he went right from high school to the NHL.
To the NHL, no South college, right out of South St. Paul.
Went right from South St. Paul to the Buffalo Sabres. Phil Housley is 66 today. The Boz, 55. Kind of fizzled in the NFL, Neil. He was more worried about his hair, and then he got run over by Bo Jackson. It was not pretty.
No.
Remember that?
That was a freight train, runaway train there.
And he did some acting.
That wasn't good either.
The Boz is 55. How about Emmanuel Lewis Webster?
Mom, you're my mother.
I do? Oh, because I was making breakfast.
No, because you were ruining breakfast.
Oh, you need a quarter?
No.
He was Emmanuel Lewis. He was kind of the he was ABC's answer to Arnold.
Sure.
Gary Coleman. We said, we need another short actor. We need somebody cute. And they went with Webster. Emmanuel Lewis Webster's almost 50. Wow. He's 49. Rapper of the day today is Chingy.
Oh, sure.
Chingy.
Well, Chingy. Don't ask me what I have from Chingy. I don't know.
Chingy the Raptor, the rapper, or maybe the Raptor. Chingy the Rapper is 40 today. Chingy. One more.
Aubrey, maybe Becca has a point. Maybe we could try something new.
Excuse me?
Akka, excuse me. One of the acapella ladies from Pitch Perfect, Brittany Snow, 34 today.
I don't know her either. And there's another. What about Bow Wow? How did he get left on the cutting room floor?
We only have time for one rapper a day.
You make a good point. Gone, but not forgotten. We're going to start with he was Grandpa on the Waltons. Oh, it's TV theme time. Outstanding. It seems like they changed the time of this on the INSP network. It's not on in the afternoon anymore. It's more Bonanza. But Will Greer, he was Grandpa. He was in a ton of other stuff, of course. 1902 for the great Will Greer. You remember the Mike Hammer mysteries? Writer Mickey Spillane is the guy who gave us those great detective books and then movies and TV shows. 1918. Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin. Gagarin? How do you say Gagarin?
You were right the first time.
Yeah, Gagarin. Yep. He was the first man in space and the first person to orbit the Earth. We hated that. Because
Godspeed, Yuri Gagarin.
The Russians beat us on that. They did. We were not happy.
We still
about
beat him
that.
To the moon, though.
That's true. Emmy Award-winning actor Raul Julia.
My name is Gomez Adams, and I have seen evil. I have seen horror. I have seen the unholy maggots which feast in the dark recesses of the human soul.
He's also seen Morticia naked, so I don't know.
Uncle Fester, probably.
And Uncle Fester naked, too.
I hope not. Poor guy.
Cousin It, though, you could never...
Right, you know. Well, I haven't seen it.
No.
Raul Julia.
Get a wax job on Cousin
this,
It.
Born on this day, 1940, and chess champion. He didn't ever beat me. We never played, of course. Bobby, you probably would have. Bobby Fischer was the youngest person to become U.S. chess champion, took the title in 1958.
You know, he was
at
excellent.
The age of 14.
He was excellent at chess, but he was horrible at Uno.
Ah, he had his weak spot.
And now they're all gone but not forgotten. Brian B's on the river. Thanks for all your contributions.
Let's let him pick the leadoff song.
Oh, that's today. A good idea. Alabama, Southern Star. Have you heard of that one?
Oh, yeah.
Clint Black, One More Payment. Or you could start it out with Trisha Yearwood, X's and O's. It's a Bobathon.
Let's go with Alabama.
Alabama. All right, Brian. Thank you. Have a good day today.
See you,
too.
Whip
you.
Up some good food today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.